You are listening to the Let the Money Talk podcast, a podcast that provides the latest analysis of SGX company insights. In this episode, our research experts will provide the most insightful analysis in the market.
Thank you for joining us in this podcast. My name is Glenn Tham, research analyst with Phillip Securities Research. And in this episode, I'll be covering DBS's third quarter results. Our report was dated 4th November 2022 and titled Higher Net Interest Margin Lift Profits. Third quarter 22 earnings of 2.24 billion were in line with our estimates due to higher net interest income and net interest margins, slightly offset by lower fee income and higher allowances. 9 months 22 PATMI is at 77% of our FY22 forecast. Third quarter 22 DPS was up 9% year-on-year at 36 cents. Key highlights include net interest income surging 44% year-on-year to 3 billion on net interest margin expansion of 47 basis points to 1.9% and loans growth of 6% year-on-year. Fee income fell 13% year-on-year due to weaker market sentiment, while other non-interest income increased 32% year-on-year. Third quarter 22 ROE increased 4.2% year-on-year to 16.3%. The positives include net interest income growing 44% year-on-year to 3.02 billion due to net interest margin increase of 47 basis points year-on-year to 1.9% and continued loans growth of 6%. Loans growth was driven by housing and non-trade corporate loans offset by lower trade loans. Management has maintained its NIM guidance of 1.75% for full year 22 and targets to reach 2% by the fourth quarter. Secondly, other non-interest income was up 32%, mainly due to higher treasury markets, non-interest income, treasury customer income, and investment gains. Thirdly, credit costs improved by 4 basis points year-on-year to 2 basis points, as specific provisions were lower year-on-year and quarter-on-quarter at 25 million. However, third quarter 22, total allowances were higher year-on-year and quarter-on-quarter due to higher general provisions of 153 million. Nonetheless, general provisions reserves rose to 3.9 billion, with NPA reserves at 120% and unsecured NPA reserves at 216%. The NPL ratio declined to 1.2% as new NPA formation remained low and was more than offset by higher upgrades and repayments. As for the negatives, fee income continues to decline, falling 13% year-on-year, mainly due to weaker market sentiment, affecting wealth management and investment banking, which more than offset increases in card and loan-related fees. Secondly, the current account savings account, or CASA ratio, fell 8.9% year-on-year to 60.3%, mainly due to the high interest rate environment and a move towards fixed deposits. Nonetheless, total customer deposits increased 9% year-on-year to 533 billion. As for the outlook, DBS's business momentum continues to be strong, and despite economic uncertainties from macroeconomic factors such as slower growth, higher inflation, and supply chain disruptions, loans and transactions pipelines are expected to be strong. We also believe that the bank has sufficient provisions to ride out current economic uncertainties, with its capital position and liquidity well above regulatory requirements and high allowance reserves. Management said that it expects to end 2022 with an exit net interest margin of 2% and that a 1 basis point rise in interest rates could raise their net interest income by 18 million to 20 million. We maintain our buy recommendation with an unchanged target price of $41.60. We raised the FY22 earnings by 3% as we increase net interest income estimates for FY22. We assume 1.77 times price to book value and an ROE estimate of 13.6% in our GGM valuation. We also raised our FY23 earnings by 6% as we increase net interest income estimates for FY23. Our ROE estimate for FY23 is raised from 14.7% to 14.9%.
Thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please forward it to others, share it on social media, and leave a review. Follow this channel to hear our other podcasts. This podcast was prepared by Phillip Securities Research Private Limited. The information provided in this podcast is solely for educational purposes and should not be considered as financial advice. The views, statements, or opinions are made on behalf of Phillip Securities Research. The information and any analysis, forecast, projections, expectations, and opinions contained in this podcast have been obtained from public sources, which Phillip Securities Research believes to be reliable. This report is intended for general circulation only and does not take into account the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs for any particular reason.